Hello, everybody. Welcome to Masterclass on June 15th, 2023. So glad to have all of you here. We only have a couple of presentations, but they should be good nonetheless because I love the presentations either way. They're always good. And let's start with... And I've got two presenters. Let's start with Anish. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right. Go ahead, share the screen, and you should be good to go.
Thank you. So first of all, how are you doing, everyone?
Good.
While I get it set up, just give me a second. Good, good. Okay, so can everyone see my screen here?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to. Thank you. So I'm just going to start now. So hello, everyone. My name is Anish Patel. I am a software dev intern. I started last week. So this is my second week. And I knew about, you know, like that we had to do one of these presentation or one, two, like whatever, you know, like that we needed to do. First thing that I wanted to do is, you know, time management, because that is must for me. You will know why, and I will walk you through it. The way I manage time. You know, I am hoping that I can help someone in the end. Okay, so first of all, what is time management? So how many times in a day you wonder that, you know, like I wish I had more time. Anyone here ever feel that 24 hours a day is not enough sometimes? Anyone, you guys can just like raise your hand or just put it in the chat, anything. Nice, nice. I see. Yep, yep. I see everyone replying. Thank you for your input, guys. Okay. So, real quick. Okay, so today I'm going to walk you through my day in life as a full-time student with full-time job, which is full-time student is, you know, like I just study full-time job 40 hours a week. And in the end, I'm expecting that I can help someone in this group with the strategies that I use to complete my tasks and most importantly, learning the skills, because it doesn't end when you complete the task. You also need to learn skills. I also expect to learn some strategies from this group, because someone might have more responsibility in addition to, you know, like full-time study and full-time job, then, you know, like that I can learn. So I will have in the end last 2 to 3 minutes for that discussion as well with you, with the whole group. But now in next 10 to 13 minutes, I'll like walk you through my next 10 weeks, because my next 10 weeks are hectic. Again, I'm a student for those whose days are, you know, like more hectic than me, and mediator basically for those who need some strategies on how to manage their time. Okay, so before I jump into strategies, it is must that I tell you guys about my responsibilities for next 10 weeks. So I am total of 23 modules. Again, I am an Excel track, so we work in... So the environment is, you know, we need to complete modules. One class has 6 modules. So I'm about like 4 classes away in order to, you know, like to get my graduation, which is at this point my main goal. Next is my parents. It's exciting. My parents, they bought a house and they are closing next week. So next Wednesday, they are closing the house. So they will require my help a lot, like physically, like moving. And I'm also taking care of their paperwork, so loans, other stuff, you know, like the utilities I need to take care of. So it also requires, you know, like other critical thinking, because my mind will be already invested in that as well. And the other responsibilities are full-time job, of course. I know my family, so full-time family member. And again, mental health, that's important. So these are my responsibilities for the next 10 weeks. Let me move forward. Okay, so now let me just talk a little bit more about my responsibility in depth, because in the in the earlier side, it might sound, you know, like it's like four lines, but let me just go more into deep, like more deep here. So for me to complete work related to the academic side, I need to do total 23 modules or four class along with the internship. The planner that I have created states my graduation is in this term. So if I look at the basic requirements for the internship, then I need to spend minimum of 10 hours every week for this internship, with the 40-hour job. Then I also need to, you know, like invest some time in order for me to complete those 23 modules, which is basically 23 individual projects. For the internship, I noticed one thing in this 1 week. I don't want to scare anyone, but this is just what I noticed, that 10 hours are the minimum requirements. But with the meetings, paired projects, and two recommended tasks for the week, to me, I think that if I need to learn and if I need to really get something out of this internship, I will need, you know, like 15 to 20 hours a week just for the internship. That's what I think. I could be wrong, but I just, you know, like I saw the planners. I just think that if I need to, you know, like get more out of the internship, 15 to 20 hours a week for the internship, that, you know, like that will get me in a better position after 10 weeks. So let me give you one example. So for this week, so this current week, I have two tasks and a paired programming project that I need to do. That's for only like, you know, like this week. One of the tasks is 9 hours long. So I have to learn one language. I'm learning JavaScript in depth. So that whole task is kind of like 9 hours long. And then the second task is I'm learning HTML and CSS, which is, again, it's 4 hours. So that's my, you know, like 13 hours right there. Then I also have to do paired programming, which might take 2 hours. And lastly, all the mandatory meetings. So that's how I, you know, counted my 15 to 20 hours a week for internship. Then other responsibility in depth. I know that no one wants to hear, you know, like what's going on in my personal life. But again, it helps me plan my day because next 10 weeks are hectic, like I said. So again, I'm going to go quickly on this slide. Since my parents are closing on the house next week, I will need to be, you know, like their main person because they will need help with closing and moving as well. To me, physical activity is fun activity. So helping them move will also help me move during this time because I have long and long hours, you know, like worth of working sitting. So because internship, I'm going to be sitting all the time. My job, luckily I have that work from home. So I'm going to be still sitting. So, you know, like moving will be fun for me. Then mental aspect is to know the market and learn about the loans and the aspect of saving money while buying stuff for the new home. This will require research and some additional time to learn about the strategies and tactic to save some time with money. So, you know, like mentally, physically, I will be a little bit hectic for next 2 weeks just because of the house. But after that, it will be just, you know, like modules and internship and of course the job. Full-time job, more responsibility, full-time job, full-time family member, and some time for mental health. I have a full-time job that requires me to work 40 hours a week. Luckily, again, I work from home job, so that saves me commute time. Family is listed in the other responsibility here, but it always comes first to me, and I believe it always comes, you know, like first to anyone in this group. Lastly, begin with family and having a healthy lifestyle. That's my definition of good mental health. I like cooking and I like being with family. So I'm going to find time to do, you know, like both. So now time management strategies. So this is my planner for, you know, like every single day, every single week. Again, this is my planner. Don't be fooled with this. I'm not here to say that I'm following this every single day. But I will give you an example in the end. So let me still go through here. So now that I have given details about my goals or for the next 10 weeks, I will now show how I'm going to plan my days and weeks to achieve the end goal. So firstly, I have a job that starts at 7 a.m. Eastern time to until 3:30 Eastern, Monday to Friday. Right, you know, like regular job hours. Since I do not have to commute, I use commute time to get freshen up and set up my workstation because I have like total two laptops for work and then, you know, like a third laptop if I need to do anything else. So like three laptops, so I do need to set up my workstation every single day. Then I start my work. Since our client has limited number of employees, we do not get too much work right away. So that's a good sign for me. Although I use downtime to complete my follow-ups for the current day. So for the same day, I use downtime to complete my follow-ups for the work. After 3:30, I take a power nap. This power nap helps me too much. Like 10 to 15 minutes, I really feel so super good that after that 10 to 15 minutes. Then I work on the modules and the internship until 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Only time I get up is to have dinner and short, you know, like bathroom breaks. So that's that. And then on Saturdays, Sundays are my best friends because I get a whole 48 hours to do only two things: work on internship and my mental health. So that's how, you know, like that's my week kind of like thing. And then so these are my main goals. I still have some other goals that, you know, like I find time to, and I'll show you when. So now that my main goal is set with time, I look at the loan and, you know, like house-related documents during the downtime at work. It is not ethical, but to be honest, in my 8-hour shift, I get 4 or 5 hours of downtime every single day. At that time, if I'm just sitting and just looking at the screen, my work screen, it's gonna drive me crazy. So at like in my downtime at work, I look at the documents that I need to review. Next is the family and the mental health. For family, I constantly, you know, like have talk with them whenever they need me or I need them. So I live with my parents when they come in from work around like 6 o'clock Eastern. I sit with them while I do, you know, like other projects or like other modules. So just sitting with them makes, you know, like it's good. We like it. It works that way. Then I like working out. Again, I said working out and you know, like healthy lifestyle basically. So I go work out on Saturdays and Sundays. Before the internship, I used to go 5 days a week, but since I need to now, you know, like complete my studies, achieve my goals, I also need to, you know, like do some sacrifice. And again, in that sacrifice, I need to find the peace. That's important. Finding peace is important every time. So, and Saturdays and Sundays, I also do some cooking. So all in all, 24 hours to me at this point seems like less time. I need like 30 hours a day, to be honest. To be honest, I wish there were more hours in a day so I can, you know, like be more productive. I'm enjoying it, so it's fun for me right now. And lastly, I said earlier that we'll spend next 2 to 3 minutes to interact with the group, and if anyone has any questions, or you know, like if anyone wants to ask any question, so feel free to go ahead and ask. And that was my last slide. So next 2 to 3 minutes, I have a sign for that. You can write it down. You can post it. Anyway. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Marjorie. Thank you, Anthony.
Yeah, great job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Helps me realize if I'm to write it out and everything that I do in a week,
Thanks, Bradley.
I don't know what I'll do.
No, it's.
I might cry and realize I have no time to my life. But that's
Yeah,
okay.
that.
I chose it.
No, I mean, if it helps me, you know, like if I miss it. Oh yeah, I was gonna share one example that I am not, you know, like that perfect, that present. Okay, so yesterday, so like I mentioned that my parents are gonna get a house next winter, right? So now, you know, like as soon the closing is coming here, right? So now we get, you know, like all the loan documents and everything. Today I was so swamped that after my work, I couldn't focus on, you know, like studying or anything. So after my work until like literally 15 minutes ago, I did not even clock in because I was so, you know, like mentally somewhere else that I couldn't, you know, like complete. It happens. And I know that it's going to happen, but I also have a backup. So right now, that's why I plan my internship hours right now for every week is 22 or 23 hours, because I know that one or two days that I'm going to miss. And but still, I'm going to make it, you know, like 15 to 17 hours. That's where that's my goal. Not, you know, like not that internship requires that, but that's just my goal, you know. So it's better to know in the beginning. It just makes it fun. Sounds good.
Absolutely. Excellent.
Thank you. And does anyone have any other questions before I stop sharing my screen?
What do you do for work?
Oh, yes. So I am a level 2 service desk analyst, and our client is a pharmaceutical company.
Awesome.
No problem. Yep. And does anyone else have any other question?
Any other questions?
Hi, Ali. Hey, Anish. So when you're doing your schedule, do you have to like make adjustments or something? So do you make room for that? Like, let's say like there's some days I'll have to go pick up my sister from school, or other days where I'll have to like next or for Sunday, for example, is Father's Day. Is there ways you can organize your schedule to make adjustments for that? Or I don't know if you make time for that or.
Yes, I do. Okay, so I was just telling Marjorie. So this is what I plan, and I mentally, so internship for me, I know that internship's only going to take 15 hours. But before planning, I just put like 25 hours into internship. So, you know, like if I miss a day, I'm going to miss. It's not if. I'm going to miss. I know I'm going to miss every single week. I'm not going to be, you know, like on schedule every single week or even every single day. I'm going to miss that 15, 20 minutes somewhere or anything. I know that. I know myself. So, you know, I just assign extra hours in internship. So this week I have assigned 25 hours worth of, you know, like that 25 hours in a week I'm going to spend in internship. I know that's not going to happen. But still, if I make it 15, that's plus for me, because I will still complete my 2 tasks. I will be done with paired programming and, you know, like the mandatory meetings. I know those 15 to 17 hours, more than 15 to 17 hours, it's going to, you know, like it's plus for me. But even if I make 15 to 17, so I will be satisfied, because I know that I only need 15 to 17 in order to, you know, like learn. In a better world, in event where, you know, like everything is good, 25 is, you know, if I can do 25, that's better. So it's just, you know, like understanding and sometimes taking a, you know, like you will lose. That's what I want to tell myself, that you will lose. You will lose every single day, but you still, you know, like you still keep doing it.
Right. That's a good idea. I think I need to figure out how to make more time to budget myself on this.
Yep. Right now I'm only student and, you know, like a full-time worker. I do not have any responsibility, like real responsibility. Like I'm not a parent or, you know, like anything. When that comes in, I don't know what to do. So whoever has, you know, like kids or, you know, like more responsibilities, salute.
All right. You do know you only need 10 hours a week for the internship, right? For this side.
Yes, that is correct. But I mean, I'm just I just saw the planner and everything. I just, you know, I love the concept, to be honest. I love the concept, and whatever I haven't learned in last 2 years or 2.5 years, I'm gonna learn in next 10 to 20 weeks, because I had planned to come back as well. But I'm gonna learn a lot in this internship. I know, I saw the planners, it's exciting. I will learn a lot, to be honest. So, So more hours, more, that's, you great. Know, like it's more. Yep. So I am going to stop sharing my screen. And once again, thank you so much for investing your time today. I hope you guys have a good rest of your evening. Thank you.
You too. Thank you so much. Yeah. Okay. Well, that was excellent. So next we have Christian. Are you ready?
Yes, I am ready. Let me go ahead and
awesome.
Get this presentation set up here. And okay, cool. Can anyone, everyone see the slides here?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So my name is Christian. I'm one of the new interns as well. I just started last week with Anesh. I'm just kind of one of those people that wants to get this type of stuff out of the way so I can get not have to stress about it later on. But after talking with Charlene, I had an idea of what I wanted to do. And so today I'm just going to be discussing with you guys evil twin attacks and then also giving kind of a real world demonstration on how they work in an ethical manner. Of course, I'm not going to, you know, do anything bad. So we'll go ahead and just get started here. So start with, what are evil twin attacks? Well, to start with, they are basically a fake wireless access point. So basically you would be looking at your phone and it would appear to be a normal Wi-Fi connection, perhaps normally an open Wi-Fi connection that anybody could connect to. And so, of course, this would take advantage more of public Wi-Fi spots like coffee shops, libraries, and anywhere that you can pretty much just connect for free. And so the way these kind of work is that the person will go ahead and set up a fake wireless access point like we were discussing, just a fake Wi-Fi. And it will generally be a exact copy of a local open Wi-Fi source. So with our coffee shop example, you might see Starbucks, and then you'll see an additional Wi-Fi named Starbucks as well. And so this confuses the victim, of course, and they might just connect to the wrong one on accident, or their computer might, or their devices rather, because it could be any internet device, might connect to that signal because it's stronger. So of course, this there's ways for the person, the attacker, to increase their signal strength even over the normal Wi-Fi signal, which results in their signal overtaking everybody else's and that all of their traffic going to that. And so from there, they'll go ahead and perform what's called a man-in-the-middle attack. And so they'll even go ahead and just redirect all of your internet traffic through their fake Wi-Fi to the real Wi-Fi network. So for the person on the other end, it might just look like a normal Wi-Fi connection. Nothing appears different to them. However, for the hacker, they're able to see every single thing that you're doing on that network. Granted, with encryption, and I see some people in the chat mentioning VPNs, those are good ways to kind of protect yourself against these sort of things, just because it encrypts your traffic. So even if it is going through a man-in-the-middle attack such as this, they will they won't see as much information. So going forward here, I just wanted to kind of go over what a rogue AP is versus an evil twin, because some people do get these confused. So a rogue access point or a rogue AP is basically a illegitimate network device such as a router or a switch that's connected directly to a legitimate network. So for example, someone in an office might go to what they know is an open Ethernet connection, and they will just go ahead and connect a router to that, and now they have a rogue access point to connect into that legitimate network. However, in comparison, I should say, the evil twin attack is just a copy of a wireless access point. It's not it might be connected to the legitimate network, but not always. And it's generally just an exact copy of that. Okay, so going forward here, I wanted to give you guys kind of a real world demonstration of how this works and how we can kind of use it in an ethical manner without, you know, without attacking real people. And so this is something I actually had to do. But I recently moved and I discovered that my smart TV wasn't working anymore. And so the reason for this being is that it has to be connected to a Wi-Fi network in order for it to work, of course. That all makes sense. However, you know, I lost my remote during the move. So what that means is that I can't use the TV to switch the network to make it work. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and download this app on my iPhone and we'll go ahead and get it working. But the app also requires to be connected to the same Wi-Fi network as that TV. So, of course, that in its own caused several issues, and I still cannot use my own TV. And so at this point, I was like, how can I connect to my TV and watch my favorite season of The Mandalorian, Suits, or anything else? And so I went to my, cybersecurity ethical hacking brain and went, you know, I could actually set up a fake Wi-Fi network and get this working. And so we'll go ahead and skip right into kind of the live demonstration here. So I'm going to switch over to sharing my screen here and I'll kind of show you guys how this works. And if someone wouldn't mind just letting me know when you have a view of my screen.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Thank you so much. Okay. Yeah. So basically, you can do this on pretty much any device. You can do it on a computer. You can do it on your cell phone and that sort of thing. There are limitations to this and how it works, but I'll leave you guys to figuring out all of the different workarounds. So for this example, we'll just go ahead and put hotspot into our search bar here, and we'll go ahead and go into our system settings. And so down here, we have our mobile hotspot set up. And so we have our network name, network password, and the bandwidth. So we're going to go ahead and go into this spot here. And so this requires knowing, in this example, it requires knowing the password. Granted, in a real world example where it's an open Wi-Fi, that's not necessarily the case. Because as we discussed, those are open Wi-Fi. And so it's just easy for you to connect. And that in itself is a security flaw. However, in this example, I remembered that my network last Wi-Fi name was Bananas, B-N-A-N-A-S. All right, so this part got a little bit more complicated because I couldn't remember the password, but eventually I was able to figure it out through some other techniques here, so I'm just going to go ahead and copy and paste that to make my life a little bit easier. All right. So last thing here, I know for a fact that my TV will only connect to a 2.4 gigahertz Wi-Fi signal. So I'm going to go ahead and select that. However, generally, you can just click any available and it may or may not work. But for now, we'll just go ahead and stick with the 2.4 gigahertz Wi-Fi signal from my computer. All right. So this is going to be a little bit tricky. I'm going to show you guys that my TV is not working as proof that this is working and that it works as I expected. All right. You guys see my camera?
Yes.
Okay. You guys see how it says goes disconnected?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to go yes. Turn on this. I'm going to go turn on this Wi-Fi here. B-N-A-N-A-S. We'll give it a second. All right, and then boom, you see it's connected?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah. So that's how that works. I'll go ahead and stop sharing my ugly face here. All right, cool. So that's just generally how that works, and kind of wanted to go over kind of like a live presentation of how that works. And so that TV is an example of an IoT device, and any of the cybersecurity people in this group will probably know that they're one of the least secure devices, and that's the reason that it works well on this TV. And now I can control my TV and fix it. And so we have a nice little ethical application of all of that. So I'm going to go ahead and resume the PowerPoint here. And hopefully it presents. Oh, it decided to stop working. Okay, let's fix this again. Okay. So that was our real world application. This can work on several different devices. If the device only basically takes advantage of the SSID, the name of the Wi-Fi network, and the password, and it auto-connects with that information, that makes the device a little bit more vulnerable. And so the next thing we'll go ahead and discuss is, you know, how do you protect yourself from this? And so I've already seen some people talking about it in chat, so we'll just start with the most obvious one is using a VPN. VPN will, you know, set up your own virtual little private network there, encrypt all of your network traffic, and prevent people from spying on what you got going on. Other option, you can just use your own little hotspot on your phone if you have one. If not, you know, there's other hotspot options. And using your own connection is always going to be the safest bet because you know what's going on with your own network. And if you decide to ignore those warnings, you can also go ahead and throw on a multi-authenticator on your accounts because at some point or another, you may get hacked into if you're just using public Wi-Fi with no VPN or anything else. And that's another suggestion is just don't use public Wi-Fi if you're not going to have a VPN or some other means to protect your information. If you decide to use a public Wi-Fi, it's best to not use any sensitive websites such as banks, even social media, if you're going to put your passwords, emails, that sort of thing. And also with these sort of devices, you're going to want to disallow auto-connect. So I actually found that feature on my TV after I figured out that you could do this. I'm not sure if I'm going to turn it on or not because it's convenient to be able to do this, but also, you know, it's a security concern because there's all sorts of examples of simple devices like a TV being hacked into and resulting in a wider breach. And so that's my presentation there. Thank you guys for taking a listen. I'll, of course, you know, if you guys have any questions or comments, concerns, I'd be happy to take some of them.
That was awesome.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you.
So my TV kind of backs my neighbor over here. And what would I have to do on my TV to keep them from getting on my TV through the network that way?
To understand your question a little bit more, you're saying that, like, you don't want them getting onto your network or you don't want their TV on your network?
Can they get on my TV? They have to get on my network.
Yeah, they would have to get on your network first in order to get onto your TV. Yep.
Got it. Okay.
So granted, yeah. So this example, like I mentioned, it does require a password in this specific instance. So granted, if there was an Amazon Smart TV, Fire TV in a coffee shop, you could probably get away with doing this and then doing whatever you wanted on that TV. But since your TV is on your own home network, then you're okay.
I might try that at BW's one time and see if I can get in, change the screen to what I want to watch. That's funny. Very cool.
Anyone else have any other questions? That's true. Ricky's right. You can turn off SSID sharing so that your network's private.
Yeah, right. So I do for my hotspot. Okay. That's cool. Awesome. Well, this was great. This was really great. A lot of more information to learn. I'm telling you every single time. I say it every time when we get done. I love these master classes.
So absolutely we're learning. Wonderful. We're learning to be bad.
Yeah, no, some of these
ethical.
Bad,
ethical.
We do have to be careful in the master class sometimes, but yes.
That's why I left all of the bad stuff to you guys as research. You guys do what you will, but
you know. Right. You gave us the in. That was it.
Yeah, Matthew, you can do it in Linux and Kali more effectively because you can create like 15, 20 Wi-Fi networks at the same time if you really wanted to, and you can increase their signal depending on what tools you're using. But yeah, it's super easy to do it in Windows. It's kind of crazy.
Wow. Well, awesome. Thank you very much. Excellent job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, both you and Anish, thank you very much, you guys. And once again, everybody have a great evening. Have a great weekend. Don't forget Father's Day, even if it's a grandpa or a friend or somebody who's being a father to you. Tell them thank you on Sunday. Or light a candle for your father on Sunday. That's what I do. Juneteenth. We are off on Juneteenth, which is Monday. So no meetings on Monday either. If you want to meet with your team, you know, you can go ahead and do that on Monday if you choose to. But the school's closed. PG is closed on Juneteenth, so are we. And I will cancel the meetings tomorrow.
That's Monday, right?
Monday, yes.
Monday, okay. And we only had two speakers today?